Reverse link is up. KVDXQ clear.
Hey, GMH Mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. On the lake.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Happy New Year, sir.
Hey, first contact of the year. Are you headed out to the slopes to try out the skis?
I'm actually headed over to my parents right now. It's my dad's last day here in Traverse before he goes back to Alaska for the rest of the school year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an alternate to downhill skiing, I guess.
Yeah, the roads are more like downhill slip and slide.
Kind of a long hang there. Maybe somebody else is trying to get in. Alpha Charlie, it's Alpha Golf. Oh, I guess not.
I guess not. I'm not sure what that was about. Anyway. Well, the plow trucks are plowing, and there's not a whole lot of traffic this morning, which is kind of nice, which is also to be expected.
Hey, a couple of weeks ago, you said your dad was experiencing minus 50 degrees. What city in Alaska does he go to?
Calling it a city is, that's pretty generous. It's a little village called Kobuk, and it's so remote that they've got to get everything shipped to them by a plane, and that plane is a puddle jumper.
Yeah, I've seen those. There's been some stuff about, you know, the guys that fly in and out of their quote, remote places, and some of those little cities, that's all they got, like you said, is airplane in and out. That's kind of interesting. You know, have you ever talked to KRSC Rick? He used to be the superintendent of Fairbanks Schools.
Of where was it? The APRS squashed you.
Fairbanks School District, which is the largest school district in the United States.
Oh, that's cool. I have not talked to him about that. My dad actually used to be a teacher at school in Kobuk, and now he's a principal there, so it's gone full circle over 25 years. So it was probably since the late 90s since he's been there last.
Okay, well, you gave me a project to look up that one. Kovac or something like that. ACHDG. Hey, have a good day.
You too, Mr. Jim, and it's K-O-B-U-K, Kobuk. Happy searching. N8DMH Mobile.
N8DMH Mobile. N8TAF.
N8TAF. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm just sitting over here south of Mayo, just outside of West Branch, monitoring the 700. I'm listening to this conversation, and I'm quite fascinated about this Kobuk, so I had to pop it up and look at it. And yeah, she's really remote, so I'm curious, if you don't mind sharing, how did your dad end up getting up there doing that, teaching up there and doing all this? That gets really quite interesting.
To be honest, I really don't know. the way he got back into it was he saw that the job opening was there, and it was a decent amount of money, so that's why he went back. But the you know, why he went there in the first place is always been a mystery to me.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I just think it's the most cool thing, and I don't know. I always wanted to go to Alaska. Never been. I can't fly commercially anymore because of my hearing and cabin pressures and such. But so I couldn't even get my way out there unless I drove, and not doing that. But I think that's just fantastic. And thanks for sharing that, because it really is. It's something I'm going to pass along to some of my ham friends over here. And it's actually good table fare for breakfast conversations and whatnot. But I appreciate you coming back to me, and you travel safe out there, because I know the roads aren't any. All that good. This is November 8, Tango Alpha Foxtrot, Tom in Lupton, Michigan, in 73s, and I'm waiting on your final.
No problem. 73, sir. Enjoy the day. Happy New Year. Any EMH Mobile, Traverse City.
KBYS, we're listening. Anybody listening? KBYS will be standing by. KBYS. KBYS.
Well, good morning. This is W8REJ.
Station calling, is that W8REJ?
Sure enough. What's your call again?
You got Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra. I'm down here in Harrison. How you doing this morning?
Well, we're doing pretty good. We're up in Beulah, up by Traverse City. Go ahead.
All right, Beulah. I was over that way last week. Did you guys get any significant snow in the last couple days?
Yeah, it's kind of a normal winter. We got thumped. So, anyway, yeah, but we're 7 miles from Lake Michigan, and they had 40 to 50 plus miles an hour gusts for 2.5 days or close to 3 days. So we didn't get a lot of snow, but boy, we had winds and drifts there. Go ahead.
Roger. Yeah, I was up there Monday and Tuesday. Monday was pretty fun. Leelanau got pretty good amount of snow. I was just in Travers and over by Williamsburg. It was a whiteout, and the roads that were exposed to the wind were just glare ice, so it was real fun. I got about, last 2 days here, I got about 4 inches here. I just got done clearing the driveway out. I just shoveled it. Did a little exercise. And, yeah. But I got the snowmobile out yesterday, too, and we're going to go out and rip around a little bit today and just enjoy New Year's. Happy New Year's, by the way. You got Ryan here and Harrison, K8DYS.
Okay, Ryan, very good. Yeah, the name here is Rob, Romeo Oscar Bravo. And, the link is working very well today. So, yeah, I'm pushing 80, and they don't let me out to play in the snow too much anymore. I can't downhill ski anymore. Things don't work like they used to. And my wife in the heart doctor says no shoveling, no snow blowing. So we have a group of fellas that come over and do it for us, and through the local senior center here, and we get so many plows a year. I think it's 10 they'll do, and then after that we have to pay the folks that do the remove the snow. So, anywho, that's the long and the short of it here. I'm familiar with the area you live in. It's just. We've been up here so long, I forget what the flat land looks like.
Well, just north of the Quare here, roughly 6 or 7 miles, right where the hills start. So Harrison's actually a little bit hilly. On up into, there's a valley that runs up into West Branch. So they're low rollers, but they're definitely hilly. My elevation here, I'm east of Harrison, is roughly 200 to 220 feet lower than in town. And I believe Gladwin, which is about 10 miles east of me, is another couple hundred feet lower than me. So they kind of gets hilly and then it flattens back out all the way up to 61-115 area, and then up by 55 it kind of gets hilly over by Lake City. But Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty relatively flat here. But I travel all through your area and north all the way up into Petoskey every day, so every day of the week anyway. So we get to see it all the time. Yeah, I'm just going to sign off with you. It was a good chatting with you. I got a couple more things to do here. I was just, yeah, I'm working you through my repeater here in town. I got a 70-foot tower here at my house that I'm running on. So that's what I'm getting you on now. So all right, you enjoy the day and be safe out there.
Okay, Ryan, very good. Yeah, and if you ever get up in our area the last Saturday of the month, we have what we call the Barf Breakfast, Ben the Amateur Radio Friends Breakfast, and that's at the Platte River Inn at 9 o'clock in the morning. We do it every last Saturday of the month except December there. So you're welcome to stop in and see us if you're in the area at that time of the year, or the month rather. I'm sorry. So KDYS. This is W8REJ, and I am clear. Thanks for the contact. 73, God bless you.
Yep, God bless. Have a good New Year, Rob, and I'll be listening and monitoring. So I got the old ICOM. I got a vintage handheld I'm running right now, so we'll be monitoring. K8DYS, standby.
NADH. 8VSU testing.
NADH mobile.
NADH testing. NADH testing. And 8PX and 8DMH.
And 8APX.
I think I keyed up too fast. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I gotcha.
Where are you at?
Parking lot of Hobby Lobby in Petoskey.
Lobby Hobby.
Yep. Well, I've had to run in and grab some stuff, so here I sit.
Hey, it's better than being in the store.
Right, it could be a lot worse.
Well, so far the audio over Broadcastify sounds really good. And it's not super delayed here, it's like maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know if they've, like, come with their servers, but when I got the other feed set up, I was listening to it live, and it was, like, 10 or 15 seconds delay. That was it.
I remember last time we did this, it was, like, 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah. Wow, it's showing back up again in my scanner app, and it says there's 26 listeners.
But I don't know.
What's that?
I was saying hello, 26 people that I don't know.
Yeah, I can't imagine that that's accurate, but I guess I don't really know.
I think Broadcastify, like, pushes a notification for brand new feeds or something that has come online. I don't know. Interesting. It's also probably because I have it set for multiple counties, but they didn't set it to all the ones that I asked them to. Like, they missed Sheboygan and Crawford County and some of the other ones.
Yeah, I drop them an email and have them correct that right away. They're pretty responsive when you email them.
Yeah, I'll do that. I just want to see what the archive audio sounds like. That's what I'm most concerned about, because if it doesn't sound good, then I'm gonna have to do another. I'll have to do another thing to for, you know, the archive our audio locally.
Well, I'm listening to it live, and it sounds fine to me. So I'm sure the archives are gonna sound the same.
All right. Oh, cool. Now we wait a half hour to get the archives.
Yeah, it's more like 35 minutes. It's in 30-minute chunks, but the next chunk doesn't show up for about 5 minutes after the hour.
Oh, okay. Anyway. I don't have any weird MP3 compression going on for the stream, so I'm hoping that the audio quality stays the same as archive. Because I remember last time we did this, it was atrocious. It was almost impossible to understand what anybody was saying.
Well, everything I'm hearing right now sounds perfect, so we'll see.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make some food. At 8 DOH on DMR.
All right. Sounds good. 8 DMH and 8 APX. Good job for you.
KCAVSU testing. Can you guys hear me or not?
Yeah, we can hear you, Toby.
Hey, here's what I'm hearing. I'm listening to my scanner app, and you guys are like 5 minutes behind on it, coming up with stuff. I mean, I think what we're hearing right now, it depends on the server. Like, I'm on AP, and it might take a while to get on there for the scanner, just kind of FYI.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of out of my control. It's up to the broadcast if I got at that point for the latency.
Okay, I was just letting you know because I was listening. Talk to you later. Go get some food, Drake. You decided to need it. KCAVSU 73.
Wait, anyway.
NAVH. WSAP testing for reports. And if you could give me a signal right there, I'd appreciate it. Name is Dave. The location is Eastport, rather closer than Arno. Whiskey Sierra Papa.
Yeah, last station didn't quite catch the call sign. NADMH.
I believe it was NACMH. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is Whiskey Sierra Papa. Are we shining positive? That helps me stay.
You were a little overmodulated. It was clipping out on your piece, and it still made it hard to hear you, understand you.
Okay, let me try again. I'm moving back from the microphone. Is this any better? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, much better.
Okay, thanks. I'm trying to get used to the microphone. I've been doing mostly with CW, so it's not an issue. So this is the first time for me.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, you landed yourself on the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, so you're coming out of a lot of different repeaters right now. Let me see. We got upwards of just over 10 repeaters right now.
Oh, wow. I thought that the tail went out of the Traverse City. Together, I guess this is linked with it?
Say that again?
I knew of a link group out of Traverse City. I wonder if this is part of this.
What frequency are you talking about?
I got to double check myself. It's not on 6.86, is it?
No, that's not part of the link system full time. It's linked every once in a while for like nets and stuff. But that's really about it. The full-time machine that is in Traverse City is 147.26.
with a PL of 114.8.
NovemberMikeLimaRadioNovember.org. So NMLRN.org. It's not up to date yet, but I'm working on that right now, actually. And that's where all the frequencies for everything that's linked full time will be, and as well as the digital voice reflectors and everything else like that to access the system as well. So great. Thank you.
Thanks
for
the info. Check it out. Thanks a lot. This is Nitsky Carry Papa. We'll be quick. NADMH from NADPX.
No.
Yes. And it sounds like, in the archives, you're listening to it out of a tin can.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's unfortunate.
It's got to be something weird that's fixable.
I'm sending it uncompressed audio.
It sounds so much better live, and then it just goes to heck in the archives. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I wonder if it's, like, resampling it or something. Because of the audio or the silence truncation or whatever. We gotta turn that off anyway because it's clipping the DMR audio. Did you notice that?
Not really, but I also was listening to that QSO in real time, so I guess I already knew what was coming.
I noticed it was real bad. It was also not letting the courtesy tone through either, which I thought was real special.
I was getting the courtesy tone on the archives.
Oh, I don't know then.
I would just notice occasionally it would, you know, you could tell there was packet loss in the network.
You don't like losing packets?
No, I like it when my packets go from point A to point B complete.
Let's just go to point Z instead.
Forward error correction to save the day. Except it wasn't there.
Yay. Oh, well, I don't have a whole lot else. I guess we'll just wait until it archives this and see if it has the same problem.
Yeah, that sounds good. Still can't figure out where we're getting 30-some listeners on the feed. That's pretty cool.
I have a feeling it's lying because it's not showing me it's only showing, like, one Chrome listener and then seven people via scanner radio.
Yeah, it's that little where it shows you who or what the method is for listening. I found that to be incorrect.
Say that again?
That little box that says what the audio paths are, like three listeners on iOS or four listeners on scanner radio, or I found that little segment to be, it lies a lot. Anytime I have a large event on one of my feeds, it's never right.
Oh. Oh, okay then.
When I get into the hundreds, last week I had one that crested over the 5,000 for a minute, and it was all messed up in that little section.
Oh, lovely. All right. Let me get off of here for a little bit. Hey, do you mean?
All right. Sounds good. NADPX, Potoski.
WSAP testing you to Port Michigan.
Yeah, loud and clear, sir. NADOH.
Okay, sir. Name is David, up here in Eastport, near Norwood, actually. Whiskey Sierra, Papa, go ahead. Thanks for the report.
Yeah, it's Drake here. Yeah, you sound good. You're actually a little bit clearer than you were over on the 1-9.
Awesome. Drake, okay, cool. Checking it out. I'm kind of getting my land legs considering 2 meters. Go ahead.
Yep. Good deal. Well, cool. I figured I'd let you know that you're making it in there. I'm going to jump out of here and I'm watching the show on TV. So. You sound good. Maybe somebody else is out there to chat with you. Any DMH?
WA8OWS Mobile.
Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Mike.
Boy, oh boy, that sounds like a familiar call. How you doing, sir? Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Mike. Whiskey Alpha 8, Ocean Whiskey Sugar.
I am good, my friend. Good to hear you on the radio. I don't have these things on much anymore, but it's good to hear you out there. I like this repeater too, man. She is clear.
It is a nice one. It is a nice one. Yeah, I've been playing HF in the last couple weeks. FT8, did a little bit of CW, and then some phone. Yeah, I'm just heading back from town. My wife wanted a Hungry Howie's pizza, and against my better judgment, I was like, I'll go. It's been an adventure so far. Everywhere was windswept, it is pure ice, and everybody wants to pass you and do stupid stuff. So, anyways, how was your Christmas? How was New Year's, all that? How you doing?
Well, that doesn't sound all bad. I mean, pizza, come on, you can't go wrong with it. Love me some pizza. But, man, I'm good. Christmas is good. I had my kids, thank God, so... Yeah, we kept it simple, but, you know, they went over to their mom's on Christmas Eve and came back over, and we woke up, did some, you know, two presents, and I got them some gun belts for next year. They're progressing. It's a lot of fun to watch. It was simple. Made a bunch of breakfast food around noon, and that was good. New Year's, they're at their mom's. I really didn't do anything. I was out cold by 10 o'clock, but all is good. How about you? How'd yours go?
Same here pretty much. Very simple. Christmas Eve was at my ma's as per usual. She cooks up quite a nice feast. It was me, the kids, the wife, ma, father-in-law, brother-in-law, and Mary's uncle. So, and then Christmas was pretty laid back. New Year's, same thing. Wife, she went to bed at like 9 o'clock. I stayed up with the kids until almost 1. We watched Spaceballs. Probably not the best movie to watch. But we did have ClearPlay, so it cuts out a lot of the sketchy stuff. So we rung in the New Year that way, I guess. Pretty boring for the most part. But all is good. So that's cool to hear about your kids, man. That's good. Get them practiced up and keep the rust off their fingers, and there'll be a little Billy the Kids running around. That's awesome.
Oh, man, Spaceballs. I haven't seen that in a minute. That is a classic, no doubt. Might have to watch that now. I've been going back through old movies. Like I went through Lord of the Rings. I think I got one more of those. I don't know, the first three of Star Wars, which were my Star Wars as a millennial. I love the old ones, too, but I don't know. That was it for me. But, yeah, they're doing good, man. I have a daughter out there. She's been a little shy. Oh, my gosh. She's been a little shy. But got her out there with the 11.5-inch SBR and put the spritzer on it, and she was loving it. She didn't want anything to do with it without the spritzer, but she couldn't hold it up because the thing's, you know, it's almost a pound on the end of it. 11. So I just held up the front. She did all the aiming, and she just wouldn't miss. It was awesome to watch. And she just, the next day, she asked me if we'd go do it again. So I put another bag through it. Right now I'm working on my, I got a little Daniel Defense PCC, 9mm. I just SBR'd it, I guess, this morning. 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and the ATF was holding it back until today. So no tax stamp, but still had to register it. But it's real light, but the firing pin broke in it, so they're sending me new ones. Man, I feel like that was quite a ramble. KPCM.
KPCM, WA8OWS. No, all good. That's fine business, man. Get all the pea shooters in order. That's cool. Yeah, those little short barrels, man, you got to have suppressors for them. They are so obnoxiously loud otherwise, like the concussion from it. Is that the one your daughter was shooting? Is that a 9mm or was that a 5.56?
No, I had just got that PCC at 9mm, and I was at the Daniel Defense, and I didn't expect it to escalate, let alone, you know, I took it out the first day I got it, put maybe 3,500 rounds through it. And then maybe put a couple mags through here and there. I don't shoot much cold, but took them both down there. They're all excited. They can, you know, my Riker, my son can shoot the ARs just fine, but Elena's still got a little strength build. You know, carrying wood will help with that. But yeah, she just couldn't hold the front up. That was the 11.5-inch 5.56 SBR. But I got a can coming for the 9mm too. It's not bad, but it'll be super fun. 147 grainer and subsonics going through it. I also put some stuff on the back of my targets. What is that stuff called? That butyl stuff. You know, you roll it on and it absorbs sound and stuff. You use it in your sound systems in your car, that kind of thing. And it soaked up a lot of the ring out of the steel. So I'm just trying to make it as easy as I can for the neighbors because I'm going to be shooting a lot.
Yeah, your neighbors aren't that close to you, though, are they? Anyway, hey, I'm going to hang it up with you here. Excuse me, I'm pulling down my road right now here in a second, and I got to get this pizza in. If you are going to be around, what is going on here? Somebody just wrecked. Stand by. WA8OWS.
How's that?
KBCM. KBCM,
WA8OWS. KBCM. Everybody good?
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, the dude wiped out, went in the ditch, he's framed up. I'm driving my wife's Subaru, so, oh my God, I ain't pulling you out. He said he lived right up the road, so I told him I'd give him a shovel if he wanted, but he said he had one at his house, so let him be. Anyhow, I am pulling down here. I just want to touch base with you. If you're going to be around later, I can, I'll see you at PAX. We can draw Jack a little more, but I got to get this now probably cold pizza in the house. So, I'll say 7-3, catch up with you. I'll send you a text if you're going to be around. KBCM WA8OWS.
Yeah, roger that, man. 7-3. I'll definitely be around. I have tomorrow off. Kids don't have school, and I got to pick them up at noon, so... Sounds good. If you're around, I don't know, we could even chat on maybe 80 meters or something. Seems to be working pretty good tonight. But if not, there's always the telephone yet. But either way, if you got, if you're busy, don't worry about it either. So, have a good night. Enjoy that pizza.
Yes, sir. I surely will. Yeah, 80 meters sounds awesome. I'll shoot you a text when I get settled in here and we can hop on. 73, dude. We'll check you later. KBCM WA8OWS, clear for now.
KF8FTZ, KI7QMD Mobile. KF8FTZ, KF8FTZ, KI7QMD Mobile.